Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Steve Mataloni, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing songs about a city that's been in the news lately, and not in a good way. Here's a bite from Deer Tick to get us started.
Kiss all your saviors goodbye. Offer them up to the dead. No kidding, you know who's right. Who got a price on their head? No doubt, sell you all out for pocket full of silver and gold. Way back when they made me one of them, don't you know?
Can you hear the sound of the crawling flesh? Can you smell the burning desire? This place is too small to hide. All the ghosts that's kicking around inside. What this town was entirely built upon, you can find it right between the eyes. It's a bullet hole that'll steal your soul and roll you for your money and your diamonds. Here's Prince.
See you. schedule programming to bring you up to date on a developing situation in Los Angeles.
Prince, revealing the city we'll be shining a light on for this, the 141st episode of Words and Music. With a song he put together after the police killed Freddie Gray, where he sings these opening lines. Nobody got in nobody's way, so I guess you could say it was a good day. At least a little better than that day in Baltimore. Does anybody hear us pray for Michael Brown or Freddie Gray? Peace is more than the absence of war.
Beat up little seagull on a marble step, trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Hard times in the city, and a hard time by the sea. Ain't nowhere to run to, ain't nothing here for free. Hook on the corner, waiting for a train. Drunk lying on the sidewalk, sleeping in the rain. In the hide their faces, in the hide their eyes. 'Cause the city's dying, and they don't know why. Give my sister Sandy, my little brother Ray. Buy a big old wagon, haul us all away. Live out in the country, where the mountains high. Never coming back here. Till the day I die.
Reggae Down is on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. Turn on your radio for great sounds from international reggae artists, roots, dancehall, DJ mixes, and rhythms. Get down with Reggae Down every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Valley Free Radio.
So, two versions of the same song. We just heard Nina Simone's reggae-inflected interpretation of Randy Newman's Baltimore. And that's a song he sang before he ever visited Baltimore, which is kind of amazing. And we opened with the song's author, the original. And here's what the Financial Times had to say about that song. Hard times in the city, in a hard town by the sea. Thus, Randy Newman sums up the city of Baltimore from his 1977 album, Little Criminals. Newman is renowned for his darkly comic songwriting, but on Baltimore, he plays it straight. This is for a hardscrabble town in the throes of deindustrialization. Its grim lyrics, hookers, drunks, hopelessness. Eventually, Newman's lyric concludes that the only thing to do is to escape. Here's Lyle Lovett.
I know I've seen this place before. Lord, can't you hear me screaming? As a young man long ago, when I was 21. And I know I've seen this house before, with people all around, with my baby cousin on the floor, and mama in the kitchen. And a woman lies upon the bed. Well, I think she must be dying. And I recall the words she said as she began to cry. She begged, son, please don't go to Baltimore and leave me where I'm lying. for you well, son, but I no more will walk among the living. And if you go to Baltimore, then I'll see you in heaven. And as you breathe, I'll breathe no more. And I will surely die. Well, you know I went to Baltimore so confident and wise. And as I breathe, she breathed no more. She did surely die. And now as I lie upon my bed, I pray I must be dreaming, with faces all around my head and strangers at my door. And a woman's voice calls out to me, bring unto you your children, and let them see these things you see, and hear the words you say. Beg them to go to Baltimore and leave you where you're at, just like you did one time. If they go to Baltimore, then I'll see you in heaven. And as they breathe, you breathe no more. You will surely die. And I know I've seen this place before. Lord, can't you hear me screaming? And if I should awaken, Lord, answer me my plea. What makes the sun set in the west and birds fly in the sky? And what makes a woman when her children start to cry? And what makes those little ones old to find eternity? And what takes the wise and leaves behind a foolish one? Me.
Hi, this is Elvis Costello, and you're listening to Valley Free Radio, WXOJ LP 103.3 FM in Northampton.
My shirt is ragged and my pants are tore. I ain't found nothing I'm looking for, and I wanna go back to Baltimore. I miss my dinghy on the Chesapeake shore, the shrimp and the shellfish I adore, and I wanna go back to Baltimore. Well, I left home about 10 months ago, 'cause I was tired of my status quo. I said, I'm sick of this deadhead town, I'm gonna cut out and have a look around. That was my first mistake. For a while I was living real high on the hog, having more fun than a pedigree dog. Before long though, my loot ran low, and I said, oh well, I'll be a hobo. That was my second mistake. My shirt is ragged and my pants are tore. I ain't found nothing I'm looking for, and I wanna go back to Baltimore.
Well, I starved in Chicago and Kalamazoo. Went down to Atlanta and I starved there too. I met a lot of girls, but you can't make time when you're knocking on the back door begging for a dime. I know, I've tried it. I looked for a fortune as hard as I could, but you can't find a fortune chopping up wood. So I'll admit, though I lose a lot of face, that my own backyard was a heck of a place. Baltimore, good old Baltimore. My shirt is ragged and my pants are tore. I ain't found nothing I'm looking for. I don't want to go back to Baltimore. I miss my dinghy on the Chesapeake shore, the shrimp and the shellfish I adore. I don't want to go back to Baltimore. Catch me a train, flag me down a semi. Man, I don't care. I gotta get back. Going to Baltimore.
So, Sonny James is pretty desperate to get back to Baltimore. And that was the last of five songs we heard that had the simple title, Baltimore. And we opened with Lyle Lovett singing these lines. I know I've seen this place before, Lord, can't you hear me screaming? As a young man long ago when I was 21, and I know I've seen this house before with people all around it, with my baby cousin on the floor and mama in the kitchen. And a woman lies upon the bed. I think she must be dying. And I recall the words she said as she began to cry. She begged, son, please don't go to Baltimore.
Well, I sold the farm to take my woman where she longed to be. We left our kin and all our friends back there in Tennessee. Then I bought those one-way tickets she had often begged me for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, a man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for, and I kinda like the streets of Baltimore. A factory job, I ran an old machine, and I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Then every night when I'd come home with every muscle sore, she'd drag me through the streets of Baltimore. To what she used to be. Then I soon learned she loved those bright lights more than she loved me. Now I'm going back on that same train that brought me here before, while my baby walks the streets of Baltimore. Streets of Baltimore.
Well, her heart was filled with gladness when she saw those city lights. She said the prettiest place on earth was Baltimore at night. Well, A man feels proud to give his woman what she's longing for. And I kind of like the streets of Baltimore. Well, if you listen to that whole song, it didn't work out so well for Graham Parsons, who wrote that. You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And this all-volunteer station has a full slate of creative, unique, locally produced programming for adventurous listeners like you. Go to valleyfreeradio.org, check out the schedule, and while you're there, feel free to hit the donation button and help us pay the rent. Before the station ID, that was Graham Parsons, and he's one of those guys who was probably a little bit more famous after he died than when he was alive. And next, we're going to hear from the Jayhawks and the Counting Crows with a little bit of weather report.
In the Baltimore Daily Newspaper, miracles really happen that way. Now you know me much better than any, and that is why. Have nothing to say.
living this way. I need a phone call. I should buy a new car. I can always hear a freight train. Baby, if I listen real hard, and I wish it was a small. It's time to put the top down. I need a phone call. I need a raincoat. Really need a raincoat.
So we got a bird's eye view of Baltimore, courtesy of first from the Jayhawks, and a song entitled The Baltimore Sun. And then Counting Crows kind of clouded things up with Raining in Baltimore. Next up, we have a couple of songs that are not really directly about Baltimore. Instead, their protagonists have some important stuff going on in our kind of star-crossed city.
I went out for a America, that's the sky to play here in Berlin.
This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. More than 200 Smith College students occupied the administration building at the college starting March 27th. The 24-hour-a-day occupation was continuing as of about 10 a.m. on April 4th. The students were calling on the college to stop investing in corporations that make bombs, guns, and other supplies used by Israel to kill people in Gaza. The USA provides much of the money for the genocide. An interview with a spokesperson for the protesters and a link to the protesters' webpage are at valleypost.org. In other news from the Valley, in Amherst on March 28th, about 50 people attended a rally. They were protesting harsh punishment by UMass of students who protested Israel's war on Gaza. In other news from the Valley, in Northampton on April 1st, about 100 students walked out of classes at the public high school to protest proposed budget cuts that would mean laying off about 20 teachers and staff. In other news from the Valley, in Brattleboro, rallies to call for a ceasefire in Gaza are continuing every Saturday from noon until 1 p.m. outside the main post office. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org.
Wow.
And that was the Silos. Whoop. That was the Silos. And they are favorites here at Words and Music, featuring Walter Salasumara, who writes the songs and sings. And that was a song about somebody that escaped from prison and happens to have a friend in Baltimore that owes him money and a car. And a character, I think, was named Bruce, has a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack, that he abandons. But, you know, Bruce seems like such a nice guy, but, you know, he left his wife there. You know, Baltimore actually happens to be the birthplace of the six-pack. There's a brewing company called National Bohemian in Baltimore, and they issued the first six-pack of beer in the 1940s, and that stemmed from a very sensible idea that four beers wouldn't really be enough, and eight would be too many.
Hey, what's new in Baltimore?
The newest chord in all of Baltimore.
Hey, what's new in Baltimore? What's new in Baltimore?
Thank you.
So that was a guy from Baltimore singing about what's new in Baltimore, Frank Zappa. I don't know if there's anything great new in Baltimore. Maybe the Baltimore Orioles team, they're really up and coming. We're going to have the scientist take us home on a taxi meant for Baltimore. Thanks for listening. And this week, root for the people of Baltimore to be safe and to flourish. And that would be doing good for goodness sake.
Just to leave. Got my sister Sandy and my little brother Gray. Yeah, yeah. By a big old wagon to haul us all away.
So we're going to have Elizabeth Cotton take us back to Baltimore. Thanks again for listening.